Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913, 1914, page 1615 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Solicitor insulted me. The Solicitor General never suggested or intimated in any way that I had had sexual intercourse with the defendant in his office or any other place in his factory, or that he knew the location of any room, or that he knew of other girls having been in the room with him. The Solicitor General merely asked me about what I had heard other people say about Leo M. Frank, quote, S. general character, and I never even told him until today, April 20th, 1914, about any conduct on the part of Frank toward me in his office. I have today, however, told the Solicitor General about what I considered an improper proposal on the part of Leo M. Frank to me. In other words, he said Leo M. Frank undertook to give me $7 when he knew I was not entitled to the said money, and he endeavored to arrange a meeting with me sometime the next week. This occurred in his office in the presence of other people, and I fully understood what Frank meant. I do not know who the people were in Frank's office at that time, but he had there three girls. I never had a private conversation with the Solicitor General in my life. There were always other people present. He never used any insulting language to me, and it is absolutely untrue, as stated in the motion for a new trial, that he said anything that was improper. It is absolutely untrue that I was ever in any room with 12 or 15 other women, all witnesses in the Frank case. At the same time, Mr. Dot Dorsey was there. The only time I was in any room with 12 or 15 witnesses in the Frank case was in the courthouse across the street from Mr. Dot Dorsey, quote, S office in the Kaiser Building, and while Mr. Dorsey was in the trial of the case in the courtroom. I know Carrie Smith, but I never talked to her in Mr. Dot Dorsey, quote, S office or elsewhere. The day I was sworn was the only time I saw Mr. Dot Dorsey. I know Myrtle Cato, but I was not in any room with her. It is absolutely false that the Solicitor General told me to answer questions right off sharp. All the allegations with reference to what Mrs. E. Griffin did or said in the room with 12 or 15 other girls, as stated in Frank's extraordinary motion for a new trial, are absolutely false, so far as they refer to me. W.T. Robertson, sworn for the state. I dropped in of my own accord to the office of Hugh M. Dorsey, Solicitor General, while he was talking to my daughter, Miss Ruth Robertson, about the evidence which she gave in the Frank trial. I was present at the dictation,